I need to apologize for any of our listeners out there. If I scare you in any way physically, like you're afraid that I will physically harm you, as I'm telling you right now with 100% certainty that I will throw punch you when I see you. No, I won't. Are you kidding? No, no, no. No, I'm meek as fuck over here. I'm like, I'm scared of everything. I will fully be in the curdle. In the curdle.
You should be scared fetal. Of me.
Yeah. That's yeah. where I'm at with this too. Like, Kayla's the scary one. I thought everyone knew that, but I guess people are afraid of me as well.
So our third best friend that we work with all
that
the time.
Weird, but I like it. Yeah.
She revealed that she was like so fucking scared of you.
You know, like physically, like she, it took her forever to get it out. And then she's like, well, I was scared you're going to kick my fucking ass. Like, what?
I was like, her?
What? And that is not the first time I've heard that. That is not the first time I've heard that, which is why this is blowing my mind. What? Were you ever afraid of me, Gingy? Good girl. Thank you.
I just want you to touch me.
Thanks. I want to touch you. It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
That's why this like relationship flows.
Sexually moaning.
I'll watch you touch each other. I'm cool with that.
Me too. So, I'm a voyeur of some sort. Yeah.
Don't touch each other.
Don't do it.
That was weird. It wasn't sexy. I'm sorry. I'm
it bad. Wasn't. It sounds like we woke you up in the middle of the night. Wait, don't. What are you doing? Don't touch each other. What have you done to this fucking goddamn timer thing now?
Eat a dick. What is
nice
this now?
To me.
Oh. That's not mine.
Is that a dick?
No. No, this is the thing that used to have the pot wax in it, right? Okay. And that's how old I am. I'm like, what is this pot weed wax thing? And get your fucking blowtorch thing out. And you're not smoking crack. It's weed. I mean, let's go for the gold. Let's get the fucking crack rock if we're going to do all this work for it. That's where I'm at.
Crack is fucking terrible for you.
It's so what? It's a good time. It's, I mean, I've done it like 1.5 times. It was so much fun.
Yeah. I lived in a crack house for a second when I was like 14.
Sure. Why wouldn't you when you were 14? My God. Our lives are wildly different.
That's true. I got yes. shot at that night.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really scary.
Jesus H. But what kind of gun, what kind of caliber gun was it?
I think it was a handgun. I'm not really sure. It was actually like in a back bedroom. So I didn't actually get shot at. I was just inside of a house that was getting shot up.
Oh, yeah.
But
that's
I was actually in a safe
awful.
Place. There was no bullets or nothing. It was just like one came in the window, the front window. And
they could come through the windows
me.
Too, though. They could.
Huh?
Can't they go through like a wall too?
I think so,
yeah. You're just lucky it went through the window part.
But he was aiming at the guys that owned the house that I was at because he called him the N-word and was trying to get crack from him for, like, a TV. He's like, man, I'll give you this TV if you give me crack. And he's like, I only take cash.
Right.
And he was like, this fucking TV's worth so much, and I just want this little bit of crack for it. And he's like, I don't give a shit. Like,
give
I
the
got
guy
other
some
people.
Crack. Give him just like a little bit of crack.
And then he was like, well, just get back at me when you get money because I'm not dealing to no fucking crackheads.
Duh.
Yeah. And then he was like leaving and he shouted the N-word and he had like a big rock thing in his hand. He was like a rock worker, like a stonemason guy.
Yeah.
So he had like these beautiful rocks all over the place. He, like, had, like, this big piece of, like, crystal in his hand, and he was like, fuck you, you fucking N-word. Did you just fart in the middle of my N-word story?
I'm really sorry. It happened. It needed to come out.
It's okay.
But I was fully listening, and I thought that actually made your story better. I just shit my pants a little. But it's okay. No, that story is wild. Mm-hmm. Now, no one should be using the N-word, for sure.
Right.
But also, no one should shoot at a person for a name calling either.
Right?
That's
yeah.
That's where I'm at with them.
Don't shoot into a house. There was like kids in
there
too.
There's innocent people there, yeah. Mm-hmm. But he is a drug addict, man. Like he's irrational and he's all fucked up. So it's, you know, he's angry.
Right? And he's like a 57-year-old white man. So.
Wow.
Yeah. they drop the N-word quite often. You're like, can you mm-hmm. shut the fuck up? It's mm-hmm. gross, dude.
Yeah, I don't like
it's
that.
It's just not acceptable anymore. Maybe back in your day, but...
It was.
There's
that's
a new
the thing.
Day order, man. There's a new day.
Yeah, that's the problem, is that it was okay then. Well, it's never been okay, but it was more okay.
It was, like, socially acceptable.
Yeah.
But not no mo.
Nah.
It's a terrible word. All right.
It's weird.
I want to get kind of motivated to start this.
Okay.
What time is it?
3:20, we probably
oh,
should.
Oh, shit balls. Yeah, we got to get going. Okay. So you were, like, gone last mm-hmm. week.
Yeah, I had a hot mod at a run.
And
a couple doctor's appointments and shit. I'm fucking fine.
Dude,
it's all in my head. I'm nuts.
They're telling her she's going to live to be like 104.
My blood pressure is fantastic.
Your heart rate? Your heartbeat?
Yeah.
Cholesterol?
No, but that's great too. It's like 141. It's like really... No, it's the good kind. Okay. The good kind is 141, whatever that means. I don't know either. No, my injection fraction. Is how hard your heart pumps back out.
Okay.
Is like 65.
Okay.
55's normal.
So
I
like
do
better?
Have good circulation. Why do I turn blue then? Is what
weird.
I'd like to fucking know.
Yeah.
Why do I still feel like shit? Why do I run down the hall and I'm like...
I'm telling you, you have Lyme disease or something.
I think I'm going to die. Yeah, my heart. It is not my heart. It's something else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So my heart's good, which is great. But I'm still wondering why I feel like shit all the time.
Yeah, I mean...
It couldn't be my diet or no exercise and being drunk every night. That has nothing to do with any of it. I'm very positive that's not what any of it is, so...
It's funny that you say that because last week we brought up how people were, like, giving us shit about drinking and glorifying mm-hmm. it and making a podcast about it. And
yeah.
Like...
Oops. I mean, but I'm...
I think yours is the no exercise more
know,
than anything.
I don't think it's from booze. I even told them. I'm like, dude, I like a six-pack.
Yeah.
You know, a night. He's like, wow, okay, well, that could tickle the heart a little.
Oh.
But he's like, that's probably not what's causing it. He told me on a couple different occasions. He's mm-hmm. like, that's probably not what it is.
Okay.
But thanks for telling me that. Do you do any other drugs? I'm like, no, not me. Not anymore. And he
yeah.
said, well, we all used to do fun stuff. I'm like, yeah, I like this guy. Okay. So, no, I'm good, man, but I had a monitor on last Tuesday.
Well, good.
So.
I'm glad that your heart's good.
Mm-hmm.
Very glad.
Me too.
I got, like, extremely drunk and fucked up at a campfire, and I was so concerned for your heart. That I was, like, crying.
Shut up.
Yeah.
And
like,
I was too
hugging
fucked up to
you.
Realize that, yeah. I'm like, get off me. Get off me.
What are you doing? Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck off. Shut the fuck up. I'm trying to fucking save your life right now.
I'm saving you. I was very cold. It was 42 degrees at night and windy. I was cold. That's it. That's all it was. And she was, like, crying. I was like, you were just crying about her, weren't you? And you're like, I'm so scared. I'm scared there's something wrong with her. Anyway, I'm fine. We were all just real fucked up.
And then I was like, go for a fucking walk every once in a while. And Lil Jens was like, that's like really mean. And I was like, that like is really mean. Oh my God.
No, it's not. I don't give a fuck. No, I don't have a problem with you saying that at all. I don't give a fuck. We're good.
Yay.
Let's get fucked up. But
healthy as a motherfucker. Let's celebrate.
Yeah, I actually am, unfortunately. I think it's all unfortunately. That's great. No, that's good. But I say unfortunately. I think it's all in my mind. I have a lot of anxiety issues. I'm pretty sure that's literally what's causing like 98% of my shit.
Okay, yeah.
And they took away my fucking Xanax, dude. Give it back. Give it back.
Anxiety is
a
bitch.
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Mm-hmm.
Making a lot of noises.
Yeah, you are. You ruined my anxiety story. No, you didn't. I don't give a fuck.
How?
You didn't at all. I'm just fucking with you. Go for a walk. Why don't you shut it and go for a fucking walk?
Oh my
gosh.
I
have never done this for this long being sober like this, so.
Yeah, you're doing all right.
I haven't even cracked a beer yet. It's time. Oh, check it.
Give me a beer, please.
That's amazing. Okay.
And make sure it isn't full of sand and wood chips.
Well, fine. You can't have one off the bottom, then, because they're all full of that. I haven't washed my beer koozie thing, or my cooler thing, ever. So there's like cat hair in it.
That's like 20 years old.
Throw it in your laundry.
I don't want to.
With your towels.
I don't care. I don't care about it.
Please.
No.
But then don't serve people stuff out of it.
You asked for me to bring beer. So I brought it. But I've only had it for 4 years. Thank you. Oh. You're welcome.
Yep.
Can we tell this? What bitch are we talking about today, man?
Okay. Let's get back into business.
So we only have like an hour before Delvin's going to call us.
So.
Fuck me. Running. Okay.
There was napkins.
Those are Kleenex, but thank you. Oh,
I'm
God.
I'm sorry, Kleenex. Yeah, that's fine.
No, I don't want to. I just don't want it to be on the cords.
It was probably when you like
mine
shook it up.
Too. Yeah. Goddamn fucking moron. I'm like, is it frozen? Yeah. And then I opened it 10 fucking seconds later, but before I even like tapped on the top and shit. Whether that works, I don't know. It's fucking bullshit, I think. But man, I think I might be angry today. That's why people are scared of me.
You're angry.
I think I'm just like an angry person lately.
You're an angry little bitch. Mm-hmm. I will agree with that.
You
are an angry little bitch.
Thank you.
Please just let me hit this. I'm not ready.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Do it. Please just let me. You're in charge. I'm just like sitting here.
I just have this ready to hit.
You're gonna read, not
me. I don't even know what I'm talking about right now.
Do it. Hit it hard. Oh, good call. 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 Why am I talking like that? You guys. Whoa.
All right. Are you okay over there? I thought that was like a fucking like creature coming at you.
That was my hair.
Did you?
It's orange now, remember?
You do have orange hair. It's crazy.
It was just up here like that, and I...
Just in time for gun hunting season?
I know. Well, you gotta look out for them hunters. Oh, I love hunters. I don't love what they're doing, but I just... I've always had a lot of luck around hunting season with the fellas, if I'm being honest here.
Nice.
A lot of penetration.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Anymore. Not so much anymore, but...
Maybe hunting makes men horny.
I mean, yeah. I think everyone's horny during hunting.
Oh.
That's why the deers are running and shit, too. Like, everyone wants to fuck, and it's just, I'm no different.
Okay. You animal.
And I always have my ragtime. Like, I'm always in heat when the deer are, too.
Oh, stop.
It's disgust. I feel like I'm one with deers. Oh. So the hunters just want to slay me, too.
Dude, are you
Mike
just like
fucking drop right there, man?
You like coming to this realization?
Hi. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So if you've never been here before, this is our podcast called Bad Bitches.
Sure enough. Okay. With a Z. Yeah, I have not been on that this year. I'm sorry.
No.
BBZ.
It's just our third episode. So. Mm-hmm.
Of the third season, yeah.
Third season.
So you'd think I'd be on that by now, but...
Guess fucking not.
Mm-mm.
Time to get a new co-host.
Oh, shit. No, don't replace me. Nice one. You feel like I can taste that.
Okay.
So you're Kayla.
I'm banging into this table.
Right on. It sounded so good, though. Leave it in there.
I'm Kayla. I am the host. And this is my sister.
Big Jen's here. Hi. Co-host of Bad Bitches with a Z.
Yes.
And so, that's what's up. Yeah.
Welcome here. I'm glad that you've landed here. However the fuck you found out about us.
I like it. I'm glad you've landed here. And it sounds very profesh.
Yeah.
Had a couple alien witchcrafts in here. Alien witchcraft?
Crapped?
Huh. Yeah.
All right. If you've made it this far, then you want to hear about a badass bitch in history.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any guesses as to who we're talking about today? I told you about her before.
Is it Lucille?
It is.
I just thought she'd be a really long one, though. And you said it's kind of short, so...
No, it's not a very long one. I think I just did such a good job, like, condensing it. Yes. That I'm just getting better and better at this as we go.
And I'm not. I have taken 3 notes about our next podcast, and then I forgot to bring them as well.
Oh my God, you suck.
I've done... It's up here, bitch. It's a steel trap. I got a better memory than you, I think.
I know. Yes, you do.
Just a little bit. Okay, well, we're talking about Lucille?
Yes.
Lucille Ball.
Yeah? We are going to talk about Lucille Ball.
Funny bitch. She's a funny fucking bitch.
She is a comedian. Yeah. Yes. So, a nice, positive woman. Uplifting. Let's lift the titties up. Lift them up.
I just lifted mine. We all did.
Mine don't like to go up higher than this.
It's because you wear shit bras, don't you? You have to, like, roll those bitches. Like, get them up in there.
And then lick and stick it, yeah.
You gotta lick it before you stick it. You guys, it's a goddamn jam and a half right there.
So, Lucille Ball, everybody kind of knows that name, right?
Fuck yeah, I mean, I hope so.
I Love Lucy. Big fucking deal.
Mm-hmm. That's, like, the biggest deal ever, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Lucille Ball, she brought us many things. And I'm gonna tell you all about them right fucking now.
Like it. Like mm-hmm. it. I like it.
This will be our white trash edition.
What? Of Lucy? This is a white trash I Love Lucy show right now?
I mean, she's quite a classy lady.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
That's kind of where I was going with it. I'm like, are you talking Lucy's trashy?
If you get offended, turn back. Turn us off, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
If you don't like burping or farting, go away. Yeah. Bye. Bye.
I think we already lost those folks anyway because I already ripped a couple.
You did, yeah.
So, but it's just going to keep happening. It's even going to get worse, actually.
Okay. So, Lucille Ball was born August 6th, 1911 in Jamestown, New York.
That slut was old as shit.
Yeah.
1911, August 6th. Okay.
She'd be like 109 today.
She'd be older than that. Wait, no, she wouldn't. Nope.
Help me. Tell me if I'm right or wrong, because now you disagreed and I'm second guessing myself.
She'd be like 114?
1911?
You guys, I don't know.
I don't know. Ginger, help.
No, you're right.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
109.
Yeah. So you did that math before, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
She just turned 109 in August.
Yes. Okay.
I don't know where I got the 14 from.
She died April 26th, 1989.
83?
In L.A.
83?
No.
83 is...
like 1911 to
1989. Oh. Yeah, 71... 72, 73, 74.
She was 77?
Yeah, I was getting there. I was just gonna do that. I was just gonna say that. I'm sober.
Hey,
That's fucked up.
I did the math, so I don't even know how bad I would be.
Good girl. I knew you did, because you don't get it that fast like I know. Like, you cheated, you slut.
I'm gonna follow up that conversation by saying, if you want to fact check me, you can get the book Bad Girls Throughout History by Anne Shen.
Ooh.
Go to Wikipedia. Go to the encyclopedia.
I fucked you up. I'm sorry. I know I did that. I'm like, wiki, wiki, wiki. And you're like, what?
Go. Yeah, you're fucking me up with all your noises.
Yeah, I'm loud today.
Go to the encyclopedia online. The National Women's History Museum, and LucyDesi.com.
LucyDesi.
Yes. Those are where I got all my facts from.
Okay.
But I'm pretty fucking good at fucking facts and getting stuff right, so
I'm pretty, you sound just like Jamie. Oh my god. You sounded just like Jamie. I'm sorry. It was good.
So Lucy's mother was Dee Dee.
Dee Dee.
And her papa was Henry Ball.
I like it.
Her ancestors were English, Irish, and they were one of the very first settlers in the 13 colonies.
Where?
Old ass lady.
Where are the 13 colonies? Wait, what are they?
We're talking East Coast, so like Massachusetts, New York, basically that section of...
All right.
Down the coast.
Okay, thank you.
So... her father's job made them move around a lot.
Oh.
And they moved to Montana, New Jersey, Michigan. He had, like, something to do with telephones.
Yeah.
El telefone.
Telephone. Okay.
In February 1915, they lived in Wyandotte, Michigan.
Wyandotte? What's that? What is what? What'd you say?
Wyandotte?
Oh, okay.
It's Wyandotte.
Yep. Never been there. Never been. Yep.
Hey, what up, Wyandotte?
Yeah. Where are my homies out there?
Her father dies at 27 years old.
Ew, that's disgusting sad. Why? Nice.
Sorry.
Hey. I liked it.
Not from burping, but from typhoid.
Typhoid Harry. Henry. Sorry, it's a Henry. Oh, no.
She was only 4. And her mom was pregnant at the time with her brother.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Fred Henry Ball was his name.
Oh.
Is, I think, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, he's dead, so it's not still his name. Yeah. Wait, that...
I don't know if he's dead or not. He probably is, or he'd be, like, super fucking old.
Oh, I'm guessing he's, like, super dead. Is he... Oh, I'm talking about her dad. And you were like, well, he died when she was 4.
Oh, yes.
So, like, he's been dead a long time.
I'm talking about Fred Henry.
Oh, Fred Henry's the kid. Okay. I'm already confused and I don't know why. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's been a while since you've done this.
Mm-hmm.
So, the day that her father died, a bird flew into their house and it got trapped. And this caused Lucy to have a lifetime of ornithophobia.
Scared of birds? She's scared of birds?
Ornithophobia.
I've never heard of that, but it's being afraid of birds.
It is.
Okay. What about, like, bats? Or would they classify as thornophobia,
too? I mean, maybe it's not so scary because they aren't, like... feathered creatures,
dude,
possibly? I have no idea.
I think bats are a lot creepier than, like, a sparrow.
I mean, normally, but, like, I think sharks are scarier than bats. So everybody has their own opinion on what's scariest.
Because sharks are scarier than bats. That's, like, it's like a no-brainer, honey.
Oh, you think so, too? Okay.
Yeah, everyone does. Yeah. It's not a great example of things that sorry, it's not.
Yeah, that would suck to have a really horrible fear of birds.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're, like, fucking everywhere, man.
Yeah, they're a problem.
So Dee Dee packed up their bags and they moved to Jamestown, New York.
Oh.
So that her parents could help her raise Lucy and Fred.
Okay.
By age 8, Lucy's mother, Dee Dee, had married a man named Ed Peterson. And Dee Dee's parents couldn't care for Lucy and Fred anymore. So their new step-grandparents did.
Oh.
Yeah. Huh.
So her mom is just like, bye.
Yeah, I guess. Go. Well, maybe they're like too old or something.
Well, if her dad was 27, her mother shouldn't be that old by now, right? Is that what you mean?
Her mother's parents, like maybe they're like too old or something. They just couldn't care anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So like stepdaddy's parents were like, yeah, I'll take care of your kids.
Wow. What about just
bring
like
them in.
Her actual parents? Or what about just like her and her husband? No?
Okay. I know. That's what I'm wondering. Like, Jeez. Don't get married if you can't take care of your kids.
Ow.
It's weird to me.
Yeah, no shit.
So the new grandparents were puritanical Swedish couple. Meaning that they were psychotically religious and had crazy, ridiculous morals.
Okay.
Fun.
Yeah.
They sound like a fun couple. I want to be friends.
Oh my god, I want to stay with them.
Let's do game night.
Okay. We would walk in and their house would burst into flames, you know? Like.
They didn't allow any mirrors in their house.
Because you don't need to know what you look like. It's like satanic to like want to look good for people or something, right?
What?
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I mean, maybe... I think that's the gist of it. But they had one bathroom mirror. And when Lucy was a young little girl growing up, the grandparents would scold her if they ever caught her like admiring herself in the mirror. They would tell her that she was like sinning. They would call her vain.
You're so vain. You probably think this song is about you.
She just karate chopped all of our...
Hi-ya!
All of our wires again. Did you not hear that voice again?
No. What? No.
Okay.
Fuck me, I don't hear anything. Except my karate chop and shit. I'm really sorry. I'm gonna ruin something today. Like, for sure. I already spilled my beer everywhere. It ain't cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the stank cooch energy from
what?
Her grandparents.
The apricot? Oh, no. That's the song you were singing. Okay. Sorry. I'm like, yeah. No, I remember now.
No, yeah. The singing has to go into the puke dick folder. It can't be heard.
I thought it was good.
Unless people yes. pay for it. Give me all your money.
Help us, we're poor.
Anyways, the fucking asshole lickers, they tortured poor Lucy for 8 years.
For looking in the mirror and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So when Lucy turned 12, her stepdad asked her to audition for the Shriners organization.
The circus?
Yeah.
Is that the circus?
What is that noise?
Well, it's a jet.
She became an entertainer on stage.
And at 12?
Yes.
She killed it, didn't she?
Yes. She was like,
amazing.
This where I belong.
Yeah, I get it, Luz.
Up on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody's looking at me.
Mm-hmm. She could never even look at herself.
A fucking jet.
That's another
That's
jet McGee.
That's huge. Loud. That's bigly loud.
It's all biggie.
So.
Yay.
We're moving along quite nicely. No, we're not.
Oh.
Okay. So.
Oops.
She loved being on stage. She felt love and recognition when she was on stage. She never got to feel that with her, like, creepy psycho grandparents.
Oh, right.
So in 1929, they had to move again. And her grandparents had to sell their house because of some legal issues they had. They were shooting guns in their backyard, and her grandfather accidentally shot some little boy and then, like, permanently paralyzed him.
Jesus.
So he got, like, sued and shit, and he had to sell his house.
So her grandfather is a super Jesus freak who loves guns.
Yes.
Is that, but that, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Whoa. Uh-huh.
Well,
oh,
he paid for it.
Kid too. Really?
Yeah. Well, yeah, he lost his house and everything, so don't fucking shoot guns in your backyard when you, like, live in the Hamptons or wherever the fuck these rich people lived.
Jamestown is where they were before, right? Oh. But when they moved, I don't know where they went.
Yeah, I don't
right?
know. I'm not...
Oh, no.
I didn't keep track enough, I guess.
That's
Go to the fucking
stupid.
Gun lodge or whatever it is.
A gun range?
Gun range.
Anywhere.
I was going to say gun court. Help me. What,
well,
I mean, I'm stupid right now.
I don't hate that gun court. I mean, it... Sounds like a fun time, but it's just not a thing as far as I know.
What do you know?
Not a whole lot of shit. I didn't even know what the 13 colonies were. I mean, I've never heard it before, but I don't know what they are or what happens there.
All right, well.
I'm about the dumbest
person
in the
Dutch oven. This is
going
to be fun trying to make it through this night.
Sorry. Yeah, I know.
No, me. No. I'm talking about myself.
Oh. Order in the court.
So,
well,
I'm going to get back to this story.
Keep it reading, princess.
All right. I already said that. He's permanently paralyzed. That's hard for me to say.
Yeah, you fucked him up real good.
So Dee Dee and their stepdad and Frank and Lucy had to move into a tiny apartment when she turned 16 years old.
Oh, damn. You said and Frank, but it sounded like you said Anne Frank. Like the name.
Okay. They had to move into an attic together.
Oh! It's on the Anne Frank. Okay.
That's my bad.
Duh. No, it was pretty funny, except I don't know history enough, so I'm like, where, who lived, why? I get it, though.
Okay, so Lucy's mother enrolled her in John Murray Anderson's School for Dramatic Arts in New York City.
Yeah.
They treated her like shit at this school.
Because she was too good for him, man.
Right?
She was awesome.
That's exactly it.
Really?
Sometimes when you
okay.
don't fit in...
Mm-hmm.
It means that you're extra special.
You're scary because they you know, they're all jealous of you and shit.
When you're extra special, people think you just want to beat them up all the time, but you're just really a tiny weirdo.
Are you talking about me? Yeah.
I'm
yeah.
certainly not talking about you. Get over yourself.
I'm a tiny weirdo, though, too, Lucy. Don't worry about it, girl. I got you.
So, they treated her like a loser, and they told her that she was never going to be anything.
Haha, well, the joke's on them, ain't
it? I know, right?
Yeah.
Like, in the most serious way ever.
Right, yes.
You stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah. This fucking goddamn Lucy. I don't know her last name, but Lucy. I love Lucy's. Lucy.
Lucille Ball?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I thought you were kidding. Like, because everybody knows her last name.
I'm actually not. I was not kidding. I don't have... Maybe I don't remember so well anymore. I'm not flexible and my memory's going on me too. Jesus H. What time is it? It's late. Keep reading, slut. Okay. Slooker hook her tits. Slooker. Oh. Jesus Christ.
All she ever learned from school was how to be scared of her mentors, pretty much.
Jesus.
But she never let those soggy cunt flaps get her down.
That's amazing. Soggy cunt flaps.
The stank cooch.
Is that like
she
WAP?
She permeated past it.
Ugh. She pushed through that shit. She had a happy ending at the other side, didn't she? All right.
But then she got rheumatic fever.
Oh, damn, that ain't good for you.
And it made her so sick that... Oh, wait, I skipped a spot. I'm sorry.
Keep going. Just go with it. That's where I'm at.
In 1928, she started modeling.
Yeah.
And she was really good at it.
Yeah.
People were like, damn, this bitch's tits are, like, fine AF.
Right, she's hot. Mm-hmm. I want to fuck that girl.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, it's like a Marilyn Monroe, but a redhead, pretty much.
Dude, wait. Lucy, she's fire? She's fire crotch? Why am I so stupid?
I mean, not naturally, no.
Okay. But anyway, okay, she had red hair.
But like, as I Love Lucy, right. Yes, red hair.
I guess I never really watched it.
You haven't?
I don't think so.
Okay, you've seen so many things, and you have not seen I Love Lucy.
Yeah.
I've even seen like a million I Love Lucy.
That checks out. That checks out. No, I've never seen it.
He's like, Lucy, I'm home.
I mean, I know what that means because I've seen, like, clips and I've heard people talk about it, but I've never actually seen it.
Lucy, what are you doing?
And that was her actual husband, right?
That was, like, way too Italian, though.
Yeah. It was Remy or whatever, right? Desi. I said Remy, didn't I? It was Desi, and that was, like, her real-life husband.
It is.
Okay.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But anyways, so she was modeling. Cool. Shaking her tits.
Yeah.
Not really, but she got rheumatic fever.
Oh, no.
Which then kept her out of work for 2 years.
Dude.
Yeah. Well.
That's a long time. It takes a toll on, like, your heart and shit, right?
Viruses are no fun.
Nah.
They do shit to you. Mm-hmm. I guess I shouldn't. I don't know if that's a virus or not, but I think rheumatic fever is just kind of like a immune response to a pathogen.
I think it's, Keep going. I'll check it out.
Thank you. So it's 1932 and she is not having any luck at keeping any acting gigs.
How? Oh, no.
Who are all these dumb people who are passing up on Lucille Ball?
It's a disease that can result from inadequate treated strep throat or scarlet fever.
Oh.
Did not know that.
Okay.
So it's a disease. Like, wait. Yeah.
It's a
disease. It's a disease. All right.
So she decides to move to Hollywood.
Hollywood, Lucy.
She's like, I'm here for this Hollywood, baby.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to get penetrated in Hollywood. Ooh, that reminds me of something different.
What?
I used to bang a guy that I called Hollywood. So
ew.
That's just like took me there for a second.
Ew. Yeah. That guy aimed a gun at me too. I feel like I've
really
had that.
He really did. But to be fair, he aimed one at me as well. So, a lot.
Yeah, he like thought it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wish that wasn't true, but it sure is.
He's like not a retired police officer.
Yeah.
This is a police officer we're talking about that aimed guns at us for fun because he was drunk and fucked up.
Yeah. I really wish that wasn't true. Yeah. I'm like embarrassed about it. I don't get embarrassed about anything but that. I'm like, shut up. Don't talk about it. gross it happened.
It's because you were on drugs and you thought it was funny.
I'm like, ha, can I play with it? Yeah, sure, here you go. I'm like,
and he did.
Yeah.
You
oh, that's me.
It.
I did it. And then he tased me. Hey, do you want to see what this feels like? I'm like, yeah. Taste me in my fucking thigh.
Did it hurt really bad?
Yes. Yes. I had bruises for like a week. It was when I went there to see him.
What a weirdo to like want to do that. Can I have a beer? Mm-hmm. You're such a bartender. I know you're already getting it. Is that what you're mouthing? Mm-hmm. Are you trying to give me a shaken up one again? What'd you do?
I whacked. Oh, check the bottom of that one out. It's gross.
Oh,
I don't know what it is. It's like wipe sand. It. Yeah, wipe it on my gross blanket. I love it. It's gross.
You yeah. are so nice. Thank you. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Rheumatic fever kept her out of work for 2 years. Look.
So, she moves to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And between the 30s and 40s, Lucy becomes Queen of the Bees.
Yes.
Which means, like, bee movies.
Mm.
She appeared or starred in 75 of them.
You're fucking out
of
your
just
mind.
Kidding, but she never starred in any of them. She okay. just appeared.
But she was in them.
Yes.
That's wild. I did not know she was that big of a deal mm-hmm. before the I Love Lucy show.
In 1940, she lands a starring role in Too Many Girls. Never seen it.
No.
Don't know what you are.
No, I don't know that either.
Maybe I'll not watch that, but maybe. I don't know.
I'm going to say no. I'm not going to watch it.
On the set of Too Many Girls is where she met band leader Desiderio Arnaz.
Oh, I heard of him before, man.
Desi.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure she gonna fuck that guy.
Mm-hmm. She had a big lady boner for Desi.
Showing.
1 year later, they elope. And during this time, Lucy had a couple of successful radio shows.
Yes.
And her most successful...
You almost lost it there. Good, nice recovery.
No, it wasn't.
Is the successful?
Mm-hmm. I think my mouth's not working right. I have to pee.
I think you put too much weed in it. I know I do too, but I don't. It's hard to get out of here.
My mouth is dry.
Yeah.
So it's hard to talk, but I can't drink anymore because I have to pee so bad.
Oh, shit. You want to pee in the ashtray?
I'm going to just go potty.
Do it. Have a pee-pee.
These beers are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
They're better than warm ones, aren't they?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I drink warm beer, but only because it's
disgusting. You don't have to. You could always have it like that.
I'm cheap.
So you don't want to put it in your freezer?
No. So then if it sits out all night and gets warm, I'll still drink it.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah. Yeah, with the free flies in it and shit, too. You're like, gulp, 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 gulp.
Chunky. No, I don't drink the fruit flies. I just pick them out.
Yeah, you don't see them, honey. You don't know you're drinking them, but you are. They're going down hard. Okay, let's read about this slut, huh?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Okay, so...
All I can hear is your mouth. It's so loud.
No, I'm so sorry. Well, I'm salivating a lot right now.
Are you hungry or something?
Yeah, so... Hmm. Okay, so after her and Desi eloped, not after, but during, like, they're fucking each other and stuff.
Oh my god, yeah.
Lucy had a few successful radio shows, and her most successful one was called My Favorite Husband.
Oh, that's interesting.
For CBS.
Okay.
And CBS loved the concept and Lucy so much that they asked her to develop it for TV.
Oh, my God.
Do you see where I'm going?
I do. Even I see that, yeah.
So she agreed, but only if her real-life husband was her on-camera husband as well.
Now, was he an actor as well or no?
No. Okay. He was like a band director.
Yeah. He did pretty well.
Yeah.
Because I have seen parts of the show, and I mean, I didn't know he was... Not an actor.
And he's, like, hot, sexy.
He's, like, foreign. Yeah, I like it.
CBS didn't want an interracial couple.
Oh, fuck you.
On the TV.
I guess I never thought about that. This is so long ago. Yeah, of course they're not okay with that.
Yes. This is like 40s, 50s. Mm-hmm. So Lucy was like, fuck y'all. Like, I am not going to develop this for TV unless you give me what I want.
This man humps me so well. Okay, I'm loving him. I love him so hard.
His dick is a magic unicorn.
Right. I want him to be in this fucking show with me, for sure.
We need to fuck in our fucking dressing rooms.
Oh my god, do you think they had dressing rooms? You know they did.
Actually.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure. I think they used their own home for filming.
Oh.
I believe.
Oh,
maybe.
Wow.
Maybe, possibly not. I might have made that up.
That's cool.
I wrote this a long time ago, so I might be fucking up.
Well, they know where to check you if they want to.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, you guys can let me know if I am wrong. I'll make a correction.
You probably fucked that shit up, but that's whatever. Who cares?
Anyways, so they reluctantly agreed to allow the interracial couple. And in 1951, shortly after giving birth to her first child, she produces I Love Lucy.
Get it, girl. That's awesome. 51. Jesus, that show's old as fuck.
Super old.
It's like 70 years old.
It's like black and white.
I did not know that it was that old. Wow. Yeah, I guess an interracial couple 70 years ago.
Right.
It was like a huge fucking deal, right?
And he had like an accent and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lucy and Desi joined together to make Desi Lou Production Company. And their first child was a baby girl born July 17th, 1951. They named her Lucy Arnaz.
Oh, that's cute. It's original. I'm wondering if they're going to name her Dee Dee, like after Lucy's mother or something. Oh, nice, nice, nice. Yeah.
So at 41 years old and fresh off maternity leave, I Love Lucy premieres on CBS.
Dude, she just had a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I think I'm gonna have to watch that now and see how good she looked. I bet she looked fantastic.
You were gonna say, no, I'm gonna have to have a baby.
Ew. No, but she was 41 when she knocked out her first kid. See, your body does not come back from that when you're like 41.
I know,
right?
Right?
Like, damn, girl.
Yeah.
I like it.
So this show shattered so many ceilings. The glass kind. First ever show to have an interracial couple, first show to ever portray a pregnancy and birth.
Oh.
And the show was an instant success.
Yay. Wait, it debuted after she had her kid, though. But they probably, right?
She was pregnant again.
Okay.
But she does have another kid. But yes, she gives birth to Lucy right before the show airs.
Okay. But she has more than one. Gotcha.
Yes, more than one little regret.
Yes, regrette.
I had a really terrible reaction to when I thought you were going to say you wanted to be pregnant. I was like,
you're disgusting. Why would you say that? No, I know. It just would be bad for the universe if I had a baby, is where I'm at with that. Yeah.
Okay.
Be terrible.
So when people saw a pregnant Lucy on the TV, they were like, vomit. Fucking nasty.
Why?
Pregnant people. That makes me sick.
Those people make me sick. So.
And then when she gave birth on the show, she gave birth in real life.
Mm. That's cool. But they didn't like film her giving birth, right?
I mean, no.
Okay. But they just put it into the show as well.
But in the show, they film a fake birth.
Damn. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Like, was she the first teen mom? No, definitely not. 41.
41. Is she the next 42-year-old mom?
Yeah. Hey, if it was me, I could maybe pass. I don't know. No. That's wishful thinking right there. Because I'm so positive that I still look like I'm like 17. Or maybe like 23.
Oh. 25.
Except if you get close to me, I have a lot of wrinkles.
When Lucy gave fake birth to her baby on the TV...
Yeah.
44 million people tuned in.
44 million people 44 in like 1953
million.
Or
fucking
something.
A.
That is a huge.
So in comparison.
Literally everyone was watching it. Everyone in the world watched that.
Besides Jeez. You. Well, you weren't born yet, I guess.
No, I didn't watch it. I'm old, but damn. My God.
Fuck you. My bad. Anyways, you were born like 30 years later, okay?
Yeah, I know. I know. Thanks, I know.
So, in comparison, 29 million people watched President Eisenhower's inauguration, which was the same day.
So, really, everyone was like, let's watch a Lucy. Holy shit.
He said, let's watch a Lucy.
Let's watch a Lucy. So, you know what? Fuck y'all, CBS or NBC. You don't want to see me fuck my husband or whatever the fuck they were pissed about, interracial couple. Well, everyone loved it anyway.
Oh, my God, there's a whole nother page.
Oh, shit. Full page?
But I Love Lucy wasn't the success, the only success of Desilu Productions. Desi was a very creative dude. Before Desilu, everything had to be recorded live.
Oh.
So Desi Arnaz wanted to film it and then send it to all of the networks for them to just play whenever they wanted to play it.
Mm-hmm.
In turn, this created the rerun.
Like television now, basically. Yeah. What we deal with now. Whoa.
This television period, I guess.
Yeah.
So.
Go Desi.
Desilu also created a 3-camera angle. Anger?
Yeah, Angora. Like it. Angle.
Desilu created the 3-camera angle. Angle.
Oh, again? She does it again. There's no R in angle. Or is there? Nope. No, I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
My crack rock. I dropped my crack rock. Now this weird stone that I like to press on my face. I dropped it.
That's a...
Again, I dropped it.
It's a gem from a gypsy lady.
Cool.
She told me I needed it. Okay, so, let's go. 3 camera angles and a live studio audience.
Okay.
But unfortunately, all the money and the fame couldn't keep Desi's dick out of other people that weren't Lucy.
Oh, you're kidding. I didn't know he was a dick bag. Come on.
He's a
Come
dick
on.
Bag.
Shh, that's too bad.
We think he's hot, and apparently so many other else. Women thought the same
he's
thing.
He's not a bad-looking character.
Right.
No. Is he Puerto Rican?
We should look that up.
We should. I'll look. You keep reading. Phone. I'll look it up.
Okay. So... Desi and Lucy divorced each other in 1960.
Aww.
For more than a year, Lucy ran Desilu while starring in her own weekly series called The Lucy Show.
Oh, no shit.
Until she could finally buy him out. Yeah, you know, like back in the 60s, it was just like very boring. Like The Lucy Show. The fucking Dick Tracy Show.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking Mormon. Nope.
There's a lot of shows going on. Yeah. Oh, my God. He's so cute. Cuban. He's Cuban.
Oh.
Look at this guy. He's adorable.
I know. He's
I'd
so
like to
cute.
Fuck him too.
He's got sad eyes.
I like the eyes.
Yeah.
They're like angled down a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think I'm a sucker for that.
He smoked weed for sure.
He did a lot of shit for sure. Oh, look at he's giving me like a Davy Jones vibe, and I don't know why. Is it because he's little?
Oh, he is.
He is a babe. Damn it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He's Santiago de Cuba. Yeah, he's...
Okay.
He died in Del Mar, California in 1986.
So, she did the Lucy Show until she could finally make enough money to buy him out.
Okay.
And then, this makes her the first ever female owner and president of a production company.
Good girl.
Ever.
Good girl. Bah. You know what? You could be Indigo Flower.
What was that?
She's a porn actress. I don't know. You guys, I'm obviously a contact high from your motherfuckers, by the way.
Porn? Is that what you just told me?
I think maybe because she's like a total hippie bitch. You can tell she like dreads and shit, and she's got it everywhere it needs to be.
Oh.
And she just fucks like crazy. But no. I mean, I'm not saying that's you. No, I don't know what just happened.
Do you have a problem with porn?
No, yeah. That and Owen Gray. You guys got to check him out, man. He's
Owen Greek?
His dick is like that big and he chokes you as he's fucking you and shit. Mm. I'm going to look him up now. Keep reading. I'm busy.
Now we got you looking up porn. Okay, cool. Mm. So, Desi Lu continued its success under Lucy, producing things such as Star Trek.
Shut up.
Don't know if you ever heard of that one.
No.
Okay. Nope. The Untouchables and Mission Impossible. In 1967, she sold Desi Lu, which then became Paramount.
What?
Pictures. That used to be
Desi
Lu.
All right.
Lucille starred in many things and was on countless talk shows throughout the 1980s. She even became a professor at the California State University in 1979. I mean, wouldn't you want her to be your teacher, though? Like, legit.
Yeah, but you couldn't take her... Well, I mean, I feel like people just wanted to take her class because she's so goddamn awesome, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So... Mm. In 1982, she hosted a two-part series where she showed clips and she made her own commentary on Three's Company.
Oh, that's your show, man.
That's like one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
So, in 1988, she had a heart attack at 77 years old. And then, in 1989, which was her last public appearance, her and Bob Hope... received?
Oh, fuck. She tried to tell me it was going to go off, but I can't really do anything about it anyway. All right, thank you all. Mm-hmm. Thank you all.
Received a standing ovation at the Academy Awards. Whatever those are.
I can't. Oh, no, you awesome. Did not just say that. I'm going to take this pill. Okay. That's like right here, okay?
Yeah. What is it?
I don't know. I think it's a stool softener, but I need it anyway.
Okay. So, yeah.
Was that it?
That's it.
I'm sorry.
She dies of a heart attack at 77 years old in 1988. What a way to go, though. Quick, fast, you're done.
You hope it's fast. Mm-hmm. Most heart attacks are, though. If it kills you, I think it's probably a really serious one.
Yes. And her last public appearance, she received a standing ovation. That's, so like, she, the best I mean, thing ever.
She kind of went out okay. She had a pretty okay life after she turned, like, 16.
Yeah, and a guy tried to fuck her over, and she said, fuck you.
Right? Back. Did she remarry? Did she...
No,
she was just on her own. Well, maybe not on her own, but she did...
I mean, maybe she did. I didn't look into that
without a cocksucking man bastard in her life. That's where I'm at with it. She did amazing.
Yeah.
She don't need no fucking... male.
That's what's up.
How many kids did she have? Two?
She had two children.
And whatever happened to Dee Dee and fucking her brother Fred and like
I mean,
your
they're all
stepfather
dead.
And shit?
They're dead.
Well, I know they're dead now, but I mean, like, what happened when she got famous? Were they like, oh, sucking her asshole and shit out?
Well, I think they all stayed pretty close.
Okay.
I mean, people in the industry were mean to her, so I'm hoping her family was, you know,
I just
good
didn't
to
hear
her.
Anything else about her mother. I didn't know if they were close.
I don't know that
or...
much about her mother. Quit asking so much questions about her
okay.
mother.
Okay. I'm just, I like
I didn't research her mother.
Well, I know. But I thought maybe she would have
fuck her mother.
I'm just kidding. Gladly.
With a fist.
Oh, my God. Speaking
stop.
Of porn.
Oh, my God. We have to get ready for Delvin.
I know we
please.
Do.
What time is it? Tell me what time.
It's like 4:45 or 10:02. It's actually kind of perfect.
This is perfect timing.
I know. Who
I'm
knew?
So happy. And I'm not too fucked up.
Mm-mm. Oh, I'm getting there, though. It does not take me long anymore. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Three's Company 2. Oh, you're trying to get with it? Calm, submissive.
Come
why
and
do I
knock
keep
on our door.
We'll be, I don't know anymore. Come we'll be waking for waking.
We'll be waiting for you.
And you and
all
you
these
and you.
Are hers and hers and his. Three is company too.
Now, I did the dance, but.
Sorry, it's me.
I was afraid of you.
I lost half it.
Oops. Well, all right. Thanks, okay. everyone, for joining us, you motherfuckers out there.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you. Thank 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 you.
You guys are the best.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming. And wait, you didn't come. Thanks for listening to
maybe
us.
Maybe they came. They maybe came. No, but I was just going to do the where to find us. We're on like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Can we get out of here now? Oh my God. I'm sorry. I'm really dumb. I cannot anymore. I don't know why. I'm just getting dumber like every fucking day.
We have a whole nother podcast to do.
I am aware of it. I know. I'm sorry.
Okay. So you can find us on the Twitter at BeBadPod. That's it.
Oh, okay.
Period.
Like blood.
We're on the iTunes, Spotify.
Yeah. Yep.
iHeartRadio.
Oh my God, yeah.
All we really are asking you to do is to tell your friends about us.
I like that.
Tell all your friends. Tell them that, like, we are, like, bikini models fingering each other.
Because we are. Duh, we all look like Emily Ratajkowski. I haven't dropped her name in a while here, so.
It's been a while since we've been. We now self-identify as Emily Ratajkowski. That's what's just happening.
It's like a thing for us. Yeah, everyone just calls us Emily around here.
You're literally morphing into her as we speak.
I get that all the time. And I'm a foot shorter with orange hair and crooked teeth and beady little eyes. But you know what? And about 100 pounds heavier than she is. But you know what? I feel like we're still the same person a little bit.
I'm going to punch you in your badge.
Okay.
Got bad energy.
Let's get out of here.
Bye. Had a great time.
Me too. Good story. It was a good story. I'm sorry.
It was. I love that story.
Me too.
Icon. Somebody that you can always look up to. Mm-hmm. Never fucking give up, even if your man is a cheating piece of shit.
It's a good massage there.
And the best thing you can do after you ditch his ass is just do really good at everything and be fucking amazing.
Because
bada bing, bada boom.
That's what he used to say.
That was like Italian Wisconsin.
That was so good. Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh my gosh. I like your boom part there.
I like that boom.
You guys are jeez fucking Louise, fine. Let's get out of here.
All right then.
Go on then.
All right. Fine, bye.
Fine. Bye.